I have no idea what you mean by that, madam. Look, Leroy, I was awake and saw the whole thing. If those coyotes hadn't blundered into camp, you would have stolen that bone, and there would be a price on your head right now. I beamed her a look of righteous indigestion. You know, I think it's over between us. And for your information, my name is not Leroy.
Yeah? Well, here's a flash. My name isn't Sardina, and I don't have a sister.
That's not possible. I met her myself.
And I don't have a brother named Choo-Choo.
Huh? You mean?
Meathead.
Anyway, it was mostly a great day, and I'd never had the slightest interest in that woman from Boston. The next time she meets a lobster on the beach, I hope it bites her right on the end of her snooty little nose. The important thing is that I had solved the case of the most ancient bone and had won the hearts of Arkansologists all over Texas. The excavation went on for 3 more days, and the guys from our ranch stayed for the whole thing. They even decided that it was pretty interesting work. Although I must report that after one night of camping the cowboy way, Slim slipped away for an hour and came back with an air mattress. I have no idea where he found it. Oh, and I'm proud to report that when I got back to the ranch, I caught Mr. Kitty Precious outside the yard and away from his iris patch. Tee-hee. I ran him up a tree and barked at him for 3 solid hours until Sally Mae... Never mind. The point is that I enjoyed another huge moral victory over the cat and lived everly happy afterly. And this story is finished. Case closed.